you know, the bank loan, just enough to keep your mama poor. Thought they could swipe her land.
It's a big bank.
It's too big. That's what she said.
Now they can foreclose on Friday. So come hell or high water,
get the money to the bank on Thursday.
And then you are free and clear.
Little brother,
go get that money.
Good morning, folks. Open the drawers.
You got a gun on you, old man?
You damn right I got a gun on me. Y'all gonna steal my gun, too?
We ain't stealing from you. We're stealing from the bank.
Woo!
You hear about these bank robberies? You may get to have some fun before they send you off to the rocking chair yet.
I may have one hunt left in me.
Mama, that been a while.
3 months.
Bank breathing down her neck.
Everybody get on the ground!
Y'all been here for a while?
Long enough to watch the bank getting robbed. It's been robbing me for 30 years.
How'd you manage to stay out of prison for a year?
It's been difficult.
Don't stand up!
These boys know exactly what they're doing. They're trying to raise a certain amount. That's my guess.
Let's go! Run! Run!
Toby.
It's a good thing you're done.
More down it.
Every step of the way.
You want a little advice? Go see your boys and mom.
You know, you talk like we ain't gonna get away with this.
I never met nobody got away with anything, ever.
And why in the hell did you agree to do it?
Because you asked, little brother.
Mama, take this badge off of me.
All right, think I got these boys figured.
He's got no record. He's never been arrested. He don't fit the bill, Marcus.
You may be hearing a lot of things about me and your uncle.
It's getting dark, too dark to see.
Whatever I hear, I won't believe.
No, you believe it. I did all of it.
Love you, Toby.
Mean it.
Love you, too.
You want to get us killed? Huh?
It's day 24 of Movie Month. Yes, it's my fifth annual Movie Month, in which 30 days I watch 30 movies and do 30 podcasts like this one right here.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Yes, it's day 24 of Movie Month, and today I watch the movie Hell or High Water. From 2016, starring Chris Pine, Ben Foster, and Jeff Bridges. This movie was excellent. Written by Tyler Sheridan, who I did not realize wrote Sicario and the new Sicario sequel, and also created a new show called Yellowstone on the Paramount Network with Kevin Costner that I might watch. Why? Because Tyler Sheridan was the sheriff on Sons of Anarchy. And I think he was one of those guys where at first you root against him, then you root for him, then he gets killed, and then you feel bad because the way he went out. And you liked the character, you liked the actor, and when you find out that he's writing some kick-ass movies, you root for him. That's kind of how it works with me. And that's what I did. That's what I'm doing now. And this movie was really good. You know, it's something about brothers robbing things that seemed to be happening for me this week. Earlier this week, I watched Logan Lucky, which was a fun heist movie, whereas this was not really fun, but it was good. There were some fun moments. There were some dark moments. And instead of really rooting for the characters, at one point, I was actively rooting against them and rooting for the Texas Rangers to catch them. You know, allegedly, I should say allegedly, a little bit. The two brothers are very different. So we got Chris Pine, who, you know, he's out of work. He's hard on his luck. He took care of his mother. He took care of the ranch while his mother was dying. There seemed to be no dad in the picture. And then you have his brother, Ben Foster, who was Robin Banks, who was a crook, you know, basically a crook. He killed the dad. I shouldn't say there was no dad present. He killed the dad in what they call a quote-unquote hunting accident and ended up in prison for 10 years. Right? Was it 10 years? Gets out. A year goes by, and these guys are robbing banks together. Chris Pine's got everything set up where do it early in the morning, so not many people are there. So you get there right early. You get single bills. You don't get any packs because you don't want those die packs. You want 10s, 20s, 50s. I don't know if he said 1s, 5s, 10s, 20s. I don't know. But you just want you want small bills, loose bills, so that there's nothing like a tracker in them or a die pack. And he's really just robbing enough to pay off the lien on his home, the back mortgage on his home, and to set up a trust and to set things up so that they own the land and that they can then lease the land out to Chevron, who can pump oil with it. That's really the whole thing. And I apologize. If you haven't seen this movie, I'm spoiling it for you. Too bad. So that's really what he wants to do. So he gets his crazy brother to participate in robbing banks. The brother's a little more psychotic, a little more gun happy, and a little more is a trigger happy. And at one point they're eating dinner and eating breakfast, and the brother goes across the street and robs a bank, and then runs out while the other brother's finished eating. He doesn't quite stick to the plan, and you could tell he's the trouble. But I thought it was a clever thing that they do is they take that cash, they go to the casinos. There's a local Indian casino. They then take the cash and turn it into chips. They sit on it for a little while. Actually, the Ben Foster brother, he went off and gambled a little bit, almost got into a fight with a Native American guy. But then they wait for a little while. Do you hear that clicking? That's my knee. I'm an old man. I don't know if you hear that snapping. That's just me being an old man, kind of walking around the house, talking into my telephone. Anyway, they take the chips. They kind of sit on for a little while. Then they go back and cash them in. They get some cashed out to cash and some turned into a check made out to the bank, the same banks that they're robbing. It seems like they have some help with some people because there's a guy at the bank who tells them everything, kind of what to do to set up Chris Pine's kids so that they can basically get the house in a trust and money that can't be touched. And the guy who was helping them is like, the fact that you're going to be paying off these mortgages with money that you stole from this bank is just rich. I love it. And then another guy helps him, buy a stolen car. There's some guy working at a dealership that doesn't mind selling them a stolen car. So there was definitely my take on it was this is a poor Texas town. They used to work in gas drilling, natural gas. That seems to have dried up. And a lot of people seem to be out of work. They showed a lot of signs for debt relief and mortgage relief, things like that. So you got the aspect that, the common man that are just living around town really don't mind that if someone's robbing a bank and sticking it to the man. At the tail end of the movie, you notice that they say they interviewed a waitress that the Chris Pine was kind of, talking with. And she said, yeah, I don't recognize him at all. You know she did, but she was covering for him because he left a huge tip, even though Jeff Bridges took the tip as the Texas Ranger for evidence. She covered for him. Actually, a few people covered for them. Like, it seemed like other people were covering for him. They didn't recognize them. Because they don't care that the bank lost money. At the same time, though, I really started rooting against Ben Foster's character when he took out a security guard and he took out just a guy who was carrying, trying to, save the day. I did like that, in Texas, there are going to be a lot of dudes carrying. There's an older guy at the bank who was shooting at them to get away. Then at one point, all these guys, just civilians, got in their trucks with their guns, and they chase these the bank robbers down, the brothers down. And I have to say, I was rooting for those guys. I was like, those guys are basically being heroes, trying to chase down two guys who are responsible for two deaths and robbing banks. So it's like, it's hard to root for against them and root for the bank robbing brothers. And then Ben Foster basically, he basically sacrificed himself. You could kind of, I guess, figure it out that he was like, I had my fun, you know, go take care of your sons, make sure that Chris Pine gets away. And that Ben Foster then kind of takes the cops on a wild goose chase, does a kind of a cool thing where he lights a fire in his car, then he lets it back up and smash and make a giant explosion. Well, he runs up into the hill, takes a high-powered rifle, and just starts shooting, which then I really disliked Ben Foster at that point. He killed Jeff Bridges' partner, and Jeff Bridges used the civilian to go up and around behind where Ben Foster was with a scope. He took him out, and I actually was like, yes, he took him out, because Jeff Bridges is really the hero of the movie, you know, as far as he's the good guy. Chris Pine is the guy he's the anti-hero, and Ben Foster is just a freaking, you know, psycho villain, I guess. Not really a villain, but just the loose cannon who you really can't root for in the long run. As it turns out, you know, Jeff Bridges is retiring. He's just a civilian now, but he knows that Chris Pine has something to do with this. So he goes and visits him, and he's like, hey, how'd you do it? And Chris Pine's like, I just want to take care of my kids. I don't know if I'm talking like a good Texas voice. Jeff Bridges does this thing where he talks like this. This is his Texas voice. And I know he used this accent when he did True Grit, too, something like this, when he was Rooster Cogburn. I don't know if I did that right, but I'm not a country music fan, but like I don't know if it's that outlaw kind of country where it's a little more rock and roll. They had some good tunes in this that was really good. And I just liked how it was almost like a standoff at the end where nobody shot at anybody, but Chris Pine knows that Jeff Bridges knows, and Jeff Bridges really can't do much about it. And they're like, you know, Chris Pine's ex-wife and kids then get home, and you realize there's oil going there. They're making more now a month from the oil than they even did robbing the bank. So that's why also Chris Pine kind of has an alibi there. He's never done anything illegal. He's making more money with the oil. But all that money that they needed to get the house foreclosed, you know, so it wouldn't be foreclosed, so that they could do the oil. So really, the robbing the bank was just to pay off the house, and they had a deadline, and they just got there in time. And it's like, it's weird because you're rooting for Chris Pine, but I was rooting against Ben Foster. I didn't want anything to happen to Chris Pine. I'm glad his kids, but he doesn't even live with them. He gave them everything, and he just has a little house. And it's just, who knows? It's maybe some point Jeff Bridges' character, you know, goes back to visit him. Maybe they take each other out. Or maybe he's like, look, you're going to have to live with this. And Jeff Bridges is like, so are you. He's like, I could help you. I could relieve that. He's like, I could do that too. You know, or you could just live with it forever. And it's just, that's how it ended. Right. I just assume that Chris Pine lives out his days with the guilt that some innocent people died and his brother died, so that he could set up his kids. Just a solid story, a beginning, a middle, and kind of an end with a little bit of an opening. Satisfying that the guy that really wasn't a bad guy, but he's just doing bad things, ended up being able to take care and provide for his family. And the other guy, who was really a bad guy doing bad things, ends up dead. You feel bad for the partner. And when the partner got shot, Jeff Bridges, like the acting, the noises he made, the emotion, it was like, it felt so, I don't know, he's just an excellent actor. This movie was great. I need to go now and watch those Sicario movies. Probably not this week, but maybe next year. Because, you know, I only got 1 week left, my friends. I mean, less than 1 week, really. After today, I have 6 days left. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Friday and Saturday, I'm not even going to be at home. Really, Friday morning, I'm hopefully going to watch a movie very early. But Saturday, I'm going to be away. And I was there last year. I was doing some movies from my cousin's house last year. I think. I definitely was doing it for my cousin's house a couple of years ago. So I've done it before. I'll do it again. It'll be fine. But that's a whole 6 days away. Right now, I just want to say I highly recommend Hell or High Water. I got it at the library DVD shelf because I'm very cheap. But I don't know if it's on anywhere streaming. But recommend. Great movie. And yeah, that's really it. So I just want to say thank you for listening. My name is Mike. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality and on Instagram at Geek Mentality. The podcast is Geek Mentality, two separate words. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, really anywhere that you can search for podcasts. If you have a podcast app on your phone, search Geek space Mentality and you found us. But you're also listening to us here, so maybe you've already found us. I would love it if you went to the website and fansnotexperts.com. You can leave some comments there under every post. Maybe tell me what you think of the movie. You can leave reviews on iTunes. That would be great. That would mean someone actually found me. That'd be shocking. I would be shocked if someone left a review on my podcast. If you left a review on my podcast right now, you would win the prize of a big smile on my face. And that's something. That is something right there. And of course, Facebook is facebook.com/fansnotexperts. Yeah, that's it. I'm done. Hell or High Water. Very good movie. Very good movie. And yeah, not very long. Hour and 40 minutes. You know, if you got a couple hours to kill, you know, because you can take a break, go to the bathroom, come back. You're still under 2 hours. I mean, if you're like, unless you're taking a half hour bathroom break, then you've really, you know, it's going to be a little over 2 hours, to be honest. And this is the moment where I realize I'm talking too much and I should stop. So I'm just going to end this episode with the same way I end every other episode, and that is with my personal theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.